The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Greenville County officials announced this week that they're offering a new round of grants to restaurants and other hospitality sector businesses that had to pay for modifications to comply with COVID-19 guidelines. About $3 million will be available for the Hospitality COVID Compliance Grant Initiative. On a guest line this morning, the man who makes all of that happen with Greenville County, Bob Mihalik. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Joey. Thanks for the promotion there. I'm glad I'm making it all happen.
There you go. You're the man in charge over
Wonderful
there.
Wonderful Friday. I don't think so.
Bob, give us a quick summary of who's eligible and what's involved in the application process.
Yeah, the hospitality grant is just a new allocation of money that needs to be addressed before we run out of time here. December 30th is the last time that you can claim CARES Act money. It's a federal grant, and we're working with the feds on that. December 18th is the last time those who want to apply can apply. And here's where we are. When this grant came out in early April, in the middle of May, small businesses, more than 1,200 of them in the area, applied, got money. A lot of them were in the hospitality industry. It was to make up for being shut down in March and April and all the problems that came with the initial pandemic outbreak. Now, as this pandemic continues through the year, we realize that hospitality industries, the restaurants, the event venues, even some hotels, they need to do things to stay open, to stay competitive. So the funding is available. Even if you've gotten funding before, you are eligible for this funding. And it's for stuff like, you know, the stay open building modifications, upfits. You know, if you want to put a tent outside, outdoor patios, plexiglass barriers, the heaters, you may want to put in a drive-through window that you've never had to have before because you weren't considered a drive-through restaurant. So that's included. Sanitation costs, of course, continue to be there. All the PPE, you know, simple things like technology, Joey, people don't want to exchange cash. If you've been out, you've noticed people say, hey, can you use a credit card? Well, some small businesses, some small restaurants, some mom and pops weren't ready for that. But now you can get the technology that allows for touchless and contactless environment, and that's the iPads and those types of things, and those could all be submitted, sure. And you will get reimbursed. And I want to emphasize, that's what those are. These aren't payments out. These are grants for reimbursements for materials that have been purchased. So once you make the purchase, you send us the receipts and you get it taken care of.
So these are things that they've already done in order to keep the doors open. And you know, Bob, isn't it amazing? And I've kind of watched over these past months of how creative businesses have gotten, and particularly restaurants, you know, those early days of the pandemic with takeout and all. But isn't it just amazing how creative businesses have got in order to stay in business?
Survival really brings out the best in somebody, doesn't it?
And these small businesses
are in survival mode, especially, like I said, the mom and pops here and the non-chains. I mean, you know, you're based off of community, and it's us coming in every morning and getting the coffee, right? Or afternoon getting a sandwich, and when that stopped, they had to figure out a new way to stay afloat until all this passed. And so that's exactly what this CARES Act money was for, or we deemed it to be for. You know, Greenville County Council said, listen, the feds dumping $92 million on us. What's the best way to use it? And their first priority when it first came out was, let's help our small business, our Greenville County small businesses. And then, of course, that includes municipalities as well. And it really did make a big difference. We have folks that say that $9,000, $10,000 that they got really kept them afloat. And now, like I said, we're trying to take it to the next level of going, look, let's do better than staying afloat. Let's get you into the new year with the pandemic and, you know, allow you to make these modifications. Let that creativity flow. And if it certainly is COVID-related, you are going to get your money through this CARES Act. And you can do it by going to greenvillecounty.org and looking at the CARES page, greenvillecounty.org.
Sure. Now, the county, I believe you said you guys initially received in the $91 million range or so. How much of that money have you successfully been able to distribute to businesses? And you said if, in fact, it's not used by the end of December, you have to turn it back in. Is that correct?
That's basically, yes, that is, yep, that is correct. It was $92 million. It's federal money. It's not county money. So that's right. One thing people have to understand. This is federal money coming from the top. We were the only county in South Carolina to get it because the CARES Act funding started with counties that had more than 500,000 people in population. Mm-hmm. So we're the only one to get it. So, you know, this was all novel to us. This is all brand new. And we've had 5 months, basically, to get it out the door. And more importantly, you know, there are requirements from the feds. This has to be COVID-related. It can't be for payroll, can't be for lost revenue, and the feds will audit us. So we have to make sure that we have, you know, we've given it out for proper reasons. We've done pretty well. I would say at the moment, about more than $60 million is accounted for of the $92 million, and we still have a couple of very important months to go. Small businesses and nonprofits have already gotten more than $9 million. We expect this final round here with some nonprofits and with this hospitality grant to go up to around $15 million that would go out to small businesses. A lot of it's gone to community health. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had two big ones recently that have gotten some publicity, of course, with the just about $2 million, approximately $2 million that went to Prisma for vaccine trucks.
Right.
That's why we kind of held some money back, because we knew it's a fluid situation, and who would have thought in June that that's exactly what we could use this money for here in December. So a good majority of it has gone out the door, but we do have money left, and that's why we want to implore these local businesses, especially in the hospitality industry, and if even in those that aren't in hospitality, if you haven't looked at the process for getting reimbursement and getting this grant, please do it at greenvillecounty.org, because we're running out of time.
greenvillecounty.org. They have all the information you need. And Bob, thanks for the great job that you guys are doing over there. This is all new to all of us, and you guys have just done an exceptional job to be able to pretty much just come up with a new program literally in just 6 months' time.
And we've had to do it on the fly. And thank you. There's a lot of people here working very hard. We've got great guidance. And, you know, the community's responded great, too. Like you said, very creative community that we have here in Greenville County. And you know what? Everybody stepped up. And during tough times, it's been a wonderful thing to see.
That's what it's all about. Bob, thanks for spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Sure thing. Again, go to greenvillecounty.org, greenvillecounty.org. If you own a restaurant in the hospitality business, if you... and check out all the details of